boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think it's safe to say that when you're talking to your significant other, you always have like nicknames for people to like help keep track of others.
Yes.
Especially like, you know, if you're in the workplace or something, maybe you've got like a... Loudmouth Larry.
Yes, exactly.
Or if there's a neighbor and you're like trying to help them remember which one it is, it's Talks Too Much Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got nicknames for people. So you can't judge me if I have the same thing at the gym.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. So me and Neighbor Man have a couple of nicknames for the people we see on a daily basis at the gym. We would never in a million years say it to their face. Okay, I want to make that very clear. We would never ever say to their face
behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. But it's something that helps us keep track of who we saw at the gym or what did we see with them doing or something like that. But we came up with three other new names today because we noticed them doing something and we wanted to talk about them. There's this one guy who is there every single day, and he must I know he works for a school in the area because I've seen him wear their gear.
Okay.
And it says the school name. And he, from what I can tell, he must coach baseball.
Okay.
So we call him Coach.
I like that.
You're right.
I'm sure that person would probably appreciate that,
That's a good nickname. So whenever we see him doing something or we want to talk about him, we're like, hey, Coach, did you see Coach lifting that weight today? He was working on his legs. He looked good. Another one. There's this girl, I think she's recently new to the gym, but she is on the stair stepper every single day.
Oh, God.
Every single day for a solid hour.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I can't even do it for more than 15 minutes.
No, me either.
But she's on the stair stepper right at 8 a.m. and she gets off right at 8:59 a.m. on the dot. It is
Holy
set.
How?
And she does the exact same routine on the stair stepper. So we call her Stairway to Heaven.
Okay. That's nice.
She wasn't at the gym today, so we're like, we're Stairway to Heaven. Where'd she go?
She made it, I guess. Congratulations to her.
And then there's another girl that we have a name for, and she's at the gym, I wouldn't say every day, she's about every other day, and I noticed her, she can work out, she's really good at what she does, but I guess I never really paid attention to what she's working on. It was Neighbor Man that happened to notice that she tends to work mostly on her butt, and that's fine.
The glutes.
Do you? I wish I could. But I noticed actually her butt today, because it looks good, not gonna lie, I was looking. It's nice.
Okay.
It's very, very nice. So her nickname is Anna for short. You know, because Anna, she got buns, hun.
And you know what? If she's working for it, she probably would appreciate
that
too.
She probably appreciates that name. And I'm telling you, it looks good, honey. I want your workout routine because mama needs to be blessed just like you. Lord, do I need it.
That's it. I don't like that.
Those are her nicknames. And then again, it makes me wonder, what is mine?
Oh,
if I had to pick anything, I'm telling you I'm the deer. Because I'm telling you, I look stupider than stupid today. I look dumb in the gym.
Like
I
always deer in headlights?
Yes. Oh, my God. I always sit on the machine. I was working on legs today, and I sit on the machine, and I always forget that I have to move the back up, like the back part of it up. I always need to move it up. So I always sit down. I get ready to like lift my legs, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm too far back. So then I got to get back up, move the back of the seat up. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'd probably be deer in the headlights.
Or life alert.
Why?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Well, there's that too.
I like that.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you, Destiny, are really flattered anytime that you get like hit on.
Doesn't happen often.
Especially in...
So I'll take anything in all things.
Yes. Especially in public. But sometimes there's like a fine line of like, oh, that was sweet. And then, oh, that like really kind of creeped me out. You're being a little bit weird. Now, there's a girl going viral on TikTok for sharing what happened to her at an airport.
I'm sitting there on my layover and I get this text. Hi, Kristen. That's not even my name. I saw you and thought you were so beautiful, so I had to find a way to talk to you. I saw your number on your luggage tag and decided to text you. I promise this isn't as weird as it seems. Give a guy a chance. If he wanted to talk to me so badly, why didn't he come up and talk to me like a normal human being? I have no idea who this guy is. And I'm also extra weirded out because I have my address on my luggage tag. So he could potentially know where I live now.
It's so, you know, everybody's got a tag on their luggage in case it gets lost. You want people to be able to contact you. So what it sounds like is somebody saw her and then also saw her luggage tag, took her phone number, texted her being like, you're cute, don't think I'm creepy, but I got this off your luggage tag. And now she's like, okay, too much, too far. If you thought I was cute, you should have just came up to me and given me a little pickup line or something.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Before I give, I guess, my opinion on this, because, girl, I can't afford a long enough trip to actually have luggage. So normally I only have a carry-on. Girl, I can't. I've only ever had a carry-on.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay, don't look at me like that. So do you normally have your address on your tag?
I guess I don't know what's normal anymore. It is normal to at least put your contact information, because if your luggage gets lost, they need to be able to reach out to you. I don't know that I would put my phone number and my luggage, or my phone number and my address. That seems like a lot, but for shipping purposes, like let's say they lose it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They got to ship it to you. They're going to need an address, but I don't know if I'd put it on there. I think it's probably kind of semi-normal.
I think if I was the person and I wanted to hit on her or him, whatever, if I did see the address, I would realize this is kind of creepy. This is too much information for me to, I see too much, so I shouldn't hit on you. And then I would just go and ask you. So I get where she's coming from. Like, I have too much information. But if it was just a phone number, maybe, but still it is a little awkward. I don't know. Part of me also kind of thinks it's cute. But then part of me also sees where it is a little creepy.
I think if you received a text.
If you knew who I was in that crowd of people, why didn't you just come up to me?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like too far.
I'm also a sucker for like just getting hit on in person.
I'm the
person who's been wanting to get hit on in a produce section. This would be the next best thing, getting hit on in the airport.
This is not Hallmark.
But not in a text message.
No, not Hallmark vibes at all. It is Netflix true crime documentary.
Next time in person, not in a text message.
I could see you doing this.
What? Texting or in person?
Texting. You can't even deny it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Serious question. The longest relationship I've ever had is like 7.5 years. At what point do you truly understand your partner?
I don't know if you do fully.
Is it after like 10?
I don't know.
20?
I don't know.
Do we have to get married?
I feel like most happily married couples would say you learn something new every day.
Okay, well, good to know. Then I don't feel as bad, because I kind of learned something the other day, is that I don't handle stress the same way as neighbor band. We handle stress completely different. And I was a little selfish when I discovered this.
Okay.
Because I guess I just always assumed and selfishly just figured everybody handled stress the same way as me. I'm a little selfish and I always just assume
everybody else likes to set the world on fire.
Exactly.
Okay.
The way that I handle stress is that, like, let's say I'm stressed right now in this moment. I want to talk to you, like, let's say you and I were dating, Taylor. I want to talk to you about it right now in this moment. I want to talk my feelings out about it. I want to ask for your opinion. I want to get your advice. And then I want to just, like, get through it as fast as we can. That's not how he works.
Okay.
But I selfishly thought that's how he did. So when he had a stressful moment the other night and he was going through it, I was like trying to ask him a million and one questions, like a magic eight ball. I was like, okay, how are we going to handle this? What are we going to do? How can I be there for you? And I'm asking a million and one questions. And at one point he was like, can you just leave me alone? In like the nicest way. And it took me about 20 minutes when I left him alone to realize, oh, maybe
it's me.
Maybe he don't like that. Maybe he don't want to talk about it right then and there. So I asked him again, later on, do you not handle stress the way I do? Do you not want to talk about it in that moment? And he goes, no. I want to be left alone in my thoughts. I want to think them through. And then we can talk about it together.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how I work, Taylor. So I guess.
I know.
I guess it just took me until just now to realize that.
Yeah, I feel like there's always one, it's every relationship. One person is probably a little more like, let's talk it through and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I want to lay it all out there right now. And then there's the other person, who is me, that's like, I'm good. I'll come to you when I'm ready.
Yes. And I didn't know that. So he's definitely like that. He wants, you'll come to me, and I'm not used to that. So I still think I'm going to struggle with that.
Like, yeah.
I want to talk about it right then and there.
I think you need to get a journal.
And what?
Because you
talk about him, write his stress down.
Well, you get word vomit. You have a million questions. So instead of firing them at somebody who's already going through it, write it down.
This makes me remember why my dad got me a magic eight ball for Christmas.
Oh.
And maybe Neighborman needs to get me a magic eight ball so that when he's stressed, he goes, here you go, honey.
Mm-hmm.
How about you ask the magic eight ball how I'm doing?
Actually, I think you should order one right now. Pretty sure you can be with somebody for years and you still somehow discover new things about them every single day. You said that you recently realized that you and Neighborman deal with stress differently.
Yes.
I
did not notice that until just now.
It's like a little bit of a hump to get over. Mm-hmm. Being like, okay, you like it that way. I deal with it this way. Let's meet in the middle. I have run into this misunderstanding, I suppose, with my boyfriend over cleanliness of the house.
Oh.
Okay. Now, we've lived together for over a year, I think.
Yeah, you guys have.
And we really, like, haven't had any issues with, I don't know, like, roommate type stuff. You know, you always run into that when you first start living with someone. But I've realized that I have very little patience for dirtiness in the house. Mm. Like, I am the one, like, we're going to make dinner. We're going to have a bunch of dirty dishes. And then after we're done eating, I'm going to get up and clean them because I don't like the mess.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask him, like, hey, do you want to help me with dishes? My least favorite sentence in the world is, yeah, in just a sec.
Ooh. Now, how about now, honey? Right now. Now.
And I get so mad in my head now. I have not had a blow up, which is good because I have to talk to myself and be like, okay, just because I'm ready to clean up doesn't mean that everybody else is. Mm-hmm. He's in the middle of watching something. We're relaxing. I need to, like, calm down and not passive aggressively scrub the pan and then give him attitude when he comes over to finally help me. But then it's even like the house isn't messy. Like there isn't crap everywhere, but it's just like, you know, dirty.
Yeah.
It's a little grimy. It's time to like wipe down the cabinets and the sink and like vacuum and maybe mop. And I'll be like, this place is driving me crazy. It's gross and it's dirty. And he'll be like, no, it's not. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dishes in the sink. And I'm like, do you see the dried spaghetti sauce behind the sink? Because I do.
I see it.
I think we need to clean. Like right now. That's where I'm like, oh, we are not the same.
Yeah. And that was a little bit of a slight hump in the road as well for me and Neighborman.
Mm.
Not going to lie. Because I think, again, we have different standards of what is clean and what is not clean.
Right.
As well. And what I just really had to do was... you know, I was like you too, where I wanted to blow up a little bit, but then eventually I just kind of like, not really, I didn't actually like sit him down, but basically sat him down and I just kind of told him, what are my standards? Cause I would be like, oh, this house is a mess or it just looks horrible. And he's like, dude, no, I don't. But I had to explain what a mess or what horrible looks like to me so that he understood what a mess and horrible looks like so that he knows what to look for.
Okay.
Because otherwise he doesn't know what to look for. So that is what it's definitely has helped. Now he understands it and he knows what to be looking for. So now I don't even stress out about it anymore because he's already two steps ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
And has the house a little bit more tidied up for me or whatever. And I recently am like starting to be more strict about, I don't want dirty dishes in the sink because it's starting to drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's caught on to that and is starting to like keep up with the dishwasher now too.
My God, I need to make a list.
Yeah. So it's really just like kind of, I almost made it more like I'm the weirdo and put it more on me. Like, hey, I'm kind of crazy. So here's my my vision. So you understand my crazy brain up here and what I need the house to look like. And then once I explained it to him, now he understands it.
Okay, how's this? I'm the crazy one, but if there's two crumbs on the counter, I'm going to blow my top.
That will work.
Perfect.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's pretty dry out there.
That's why we're under a fire watch tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Which means don't set things on fire because it's windy. It's very dry. And fires will spread quickly. I'd like to expand on that, okay? Do you mind?
Do you have the degree to do that?
I don't. I'm not somebody that sets fires on the regular, so it doesn't apply to me. Well, you know, some people like burn stuff.
I just wouldn't trust you with a fire is what I'm saying.
No, and that's why I don't. I think there should also be like a chapstick.
God, Jesus, the amount of times I've applied chapstick today is unreal.
Dude,
un-freaking-real, man.
Looking outside, it's dead. Everything is dead and dry and crunchy, and I feel that applies also to my lips.
And my hands. I was noticing they're a little crusty.
Cracked and dry and crunchy like the leaves on the ground. I feel at this point, you should carry chapstick and maybe a hand cream around with you.
Oh, my God.
At all times.
I have put on chapstick so much today, and I'm drinking so much water.
Me too. I'm trying.
You would look like I haven't drank water in 29 years. You'd be like, does she even drink? Yes, I do.
I feel like the SpongeBob character that's like, water!
Yeah.
That's what it's like out there.
And mine are so dry that I keep picking at it and then they bleed because I can't stop.
You keep licking your lips and then you go outside and the wind hits it and you're like, ah! It hurts. So I would like to announce a chapstick warning.
We need the chapstick warning.
To those who suffer from dry lips.
Go to the store and buy multiple because you're going to lose the one you have now.
Buy a backup to your backup. They need to be everywhere.
Anytime you see those cars with the bumper sticker on the back that says student driver, you always think to yourself, good luck.
Good luck out there, soldier.
You're going to need it. Because something's probably going to go wrong during their driver's ed. It happens to all of us, and we want to know what went wrong during your driver's ed. Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Julia, what happened to you?
When we were doing driver's ed, we were on the interstate, and one of the kids was driving, and he thought to pass someone, he had put the car in P, park. So he did that and dropped the transmission.
Oh, my God. I can understand how that happens.
I'm just saying they never watched Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and learned what the Prindle was.
Yeah.
And if you still don't know what the Prindle is, please look up Prindle. Sweet Life, Zach and Cody.
Look it up so you understand. Dude, it's hard though because some people like practice a lot with their parents before driver's ed and then some people don't so much. I didn't really that much, especially like Julia said, when it came to like highway and interstate driving because that honestly scared me. So what happened in my driver's ed class was that I put the car in the ditch. It's not funny.
How did you get your freaking driver's license? Oh my God. We let you drive company vehicles. Somebody take her off the insurance.
Let me explain. Okay?
I don't want you to.
Everybody was fine. I don't think so. I did not do a lot of like highway driving before driver's ed. Clearly.
And you probably still shouldn't.
Well, I'm fine now. But the first time that I did it with my driver's ed teacher, who, by the way, my partner was a stranger. I didn't know her.
Yeah.
Because I did like an after school program. So I was already nervous to be driving on the highway. And I think they call it like highway hypnosis, basically, where you don't realize how fast you're going. And he told me, okay, the next turn that you can turn right to get off of the highway, let's go ahead and take that. So I was probably going like, what, 65 miles an hour on a kind of rural highway. And I didn't realize how fast I was going. So I was trying to slow down and he was like, okay, brake, brake, brake. And I wasn't braking hard enough. So I just, I missed the road a little bit and just drove into the ditch slightly. It was fine. We didn't flip the car. The car was fine. Everybody in the vehicle was fine. But my teacher was like, okay, so we were going fast. You got to brake a little sooner and a little quicker.
First off, I have so many questions. Number one, didn't your instructor have a brake on their side?
Yeah, and I don't know if pedal. He used it.
He should have.
But also,
hello,
we were going fast enough. You can't really slam on the brake or you're going to hurt yourself.
Still don't care. He could have helped you brake a little bit. Clearly didn't. You needed it.
He didn't.
Well, you could have. Also, off the air, you're going to need to tell me where you took this class because I'm going to write them a written letter of how you shouldn't have passed. Because
I didn't do it again.
I don't care. The first time you shouldn't have passed and got your driver's license. I'm just saying. Well, I am never getting in a car with you ever again.
I do okay now.
The next time I get in the car with you, I'm like seatbelting three times.
Dude, I want to be clear. I haven't been in a ditch since, okay? So I learned something. The point of driver's ed is to educate and to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously means some things go wrong because you don't know what you're doing. So we want to know what went wrong during your driver's ed. You can call us at 319-200-1029 and tell us all about it. Melissa, what about you?
Well, it wasn't even driver's ed. It was actually when I took my driver's test, and I had just pulled onto a street and stopped at a stop sign, and I got rear-ended.
No!
Yes. So, we had to exchange information and all that, and the person that hit me was like, oh my God, it was your driver's test? Oh, I'm so sorry. So then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what did I do? How can I stop at a stop sign wrong? And this whole time I'm thinking, oh God, now I have to come back. I'm not going to get my license. Is he even going to let me get a license? But no, he just gave me my license. So
nice.
All I had to do was turn and get hit, and I got my license.
I think everybody has that panic during driver's ed. Oh my God, am I going to pass? I'm never going to be able to drive.
It wasn't even my fault.
I can't help it.
I will never forget this moment in driver's ed. And it's not anything scary like Taylor's where you went into a ditch or getting rear-ended like Melissa at all. It's nothing like that. It's more just it is scarred in my brain for the rest of my life. But I had a partner just like you. I was with somebody who was not even from my school district. School district teamed up with other school districts. So it was really, we were teamed up with other people as well. Mm-hmm. So I was teamed up with someone I had no idea. Later on in life, I did end up working with her.
Really?
At the grocery store.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
So when I tell you this, just know that I was scarred.
Okay.
But we were driving. And, you know, you have conversations in the car. And she was going on and on about how she was dating this new guy.
Okay.
And he was like, I think a college guy, right? Okay.
Ooh.
And she was really excited. And he was hot, all this fun jazz. And so she was telling me, she's telling the instructor all these fun things. And we're at a stop sign. She asked the instructor, can I show Destiny a picture of him? And the instructor said, yeah, we're at a stop sign. So she whips out her phone. She pulls up a picture of him, hands me in the back seat the phone. Then she continues to drive. This is when I learned my lesson to never swipe, okay? If someone hands you your phone, just look at the one photo and do not swipe. Because I looked at the photo. The guy was good looking. So I thought, there's probably more good looking photos. So I'm going to swipe. Let's just say the next photo is a photo of her that was provocative.
Oh, no.
And I had to see something I did not want to see. Of my partner.
What did you do? Did you quickly swipe back? Did you throw the phone?
I remember I looked immediately up at, you know, because you can see the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
I immediately looked up at her, panicked, and then she looked at me and I was like, act cool. You didn't just see what you just saw. And then I went back to the original photo of the dude, right? And then locked the phone. So she never knew that
oh
I saw
God.
Said photo and acted cool. But when I worked with her a couple years after that, I had to act like I never saw anything.
You knew her way better than she knew you.
We can laugh about it now and say, thank God we at least got her driver's license. But
how did it happen?
But something did go wrong during driver's ed, and we'd love to hear about it at 319-200-1029.
Denise, what happened to you?
This is kind of a daily occurrence. We had this one driver's ed teacher. He would not let us roll the windows down because he had a very poor fitting toupee. But everybody would, and then his hair would just flap in the wind as the windows were down.
No way. Oh, no.
Yes, anybody that went to Jefferson in the 80s will know what I'm talking about.
That's incredible. I can imagine that was fairly distracting for the students.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, what went wrong in your driver's ed class?
Well, thankfully, I'm in a small town, but the driver's ed instructor really liked his instructor break. And he decided to stop me in the middle of a street because I didn't look both ways properly.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So we, thankfully, there was no traffic, but we stopped in the middle of the street because I didn't do something properly.
They really do be loving that instructor break.
I swear to God, mine did too.
Just to use it because they had it.
I mean, honestly, if I was an instructor, you bet your butt I would.
I'd be tapping it. I would. Andrea, what went wrong in your driver's ed class?
We would drive our instructor around for booty calls.
What? Shut the front door.
Yeah. It was always the same house, and we would run errands. I'll put that in quotes. And then we would sit outside the house for about 45 minutes. So I'd give him some props there. And then we would drive back to our school.
Oh, my God. What did they say you were doing?
He had some business to take care of. And I guess he did get his business taken care of.
Oh, that is so disturbing.
Hey, you passed driver's ed, though, right?
I did, yes. But he'd always come back with, like, just messed up hair and clothes are all different, so it's not too hard for teenagers to put that one together.
Oh, no my kidding. God.
I mean,
no comment.
You really learned a lot in driver's ed. Wow.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So last night was a really big deal. It was the return of
the Mac.
The Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Kind of bummed I missed it because, you know what? I used to work at Victoria's Secret years ago, and I do like to watch the fashion show.
Okay. You probably can watch it back because this time around, they've taken a couple years off. They had some, like, weird cancellation stuff in the past. Took some years off. I think
they needed to work on some things.
They've rebranded. Mm-hmm. They have a new owner. But it was on, I think, Amazon Prime streaming. So you might be able to watch it back. I saw so many clips on TikTok. Tons of icons there. Tyra Banks walked, okay?
Really? Did she now? Okay, I really got to watch this. That's cool.
I mean, there was so many icons there. It was amazing. But
who performed?
Cher was there. I'm not kidding.
She could have walked too. She performed stunning.
They had so many icons there.
One of my favorite performances of all time was Taylor Swift and Fall Out Boy.
Yes, and that's recirculating now too because people are like, it's back. Oh my gosh. Like this, they need to keep doing it because it's so iconic. And obviously one of the fun parts, I believe in the past, Adam Levine actually went viral for reacting to Giselle on the runway.
Yes, he did.
So if you didn't know, Dylan Sprouse is actually married to a model. Her name's Barbara Palvin.
And I did not know this.
She's walked Victoria's Secret before, I think whenever the last time was, 4-ish years ago. And the most viral thing that I've seen from the fashion show last night is that he was there supporting his wife, as he does. And he showed up with a surprise, cardboard cutouts of their pets.
Okay, that's freaking cute, dude.
It's amazing. So he was on the carpet beforehand and the reporters were asking him, like, how are you feeling? Are you nervous for her? And he was like, I just wanted to do something to make her smile because it's got to be nerve-wracking being up there in your underwear stuff.
You're in your underwear, you're in heels, you've got wings that I can only imagine how freaking heavy those are, and all eyes on you. Do not fall.
Literally. And he's like, I'm not good at arts and crafts, but I did go to Staples. And I printed out.
Dylan Cohen mistake.
He did. He blew up pictures of their dog and their cat because she had been saying how much she was missing them because she was prepping for the show and stuff. So he showed up with the signs. And as she walked down the runway, he's holding up their cat and their dog from the audience for her.
That's adorable.
Get you a man that supports you like this.
No, I love this. Is this something that we could all use moving forward? Hear me out. You know how they always, like, if you have to do a speech, whether that's in class or maybe your job requires you to go out to conferences or something like that, and you have to do speeches, and maybe you're not that type of person to, like to do speeches. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they always tell you to imagine the crowd naked.
Doesn't work.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What if we stop trying to imagine the crowd naked, which is also creepy, what if we had somebody out in the crowd holding up pictures of our pets? Because that's what I would rather see, to be quite honest with you. I think that would calm me down.
Dude, same.
Even if I didn't have a pet, if you held up a picture of a cat, guaranteed my nerves are calm.
Oh, same. Like seeing your man, your husband, whoever in the crowd would be like, oh, that's nice that you're here supporting. But then to see your pets.
Oh,
I'm good. I'm good.
You want me to do a 3-hour speech? I got you, boo.
Literally, you must stop me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think spoiling my pets might be getting slightly out of hand.
I don't know if I'm the right person to talk to because I, too, have issues with this.
You're right. You're not the right person to talk to.
I love buying them stuff.
It's so hard to say no. But anyways, let me explain what I want to do now. Last night, we got all the kids, all the pets in the bedroom, and it was time to watch Only Murderers in the Building. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite thing to do on Tuesday night. And we are too cheap to pay for the subscription that doesn't have commercials.
Oh, of course.
So we watch all the commercials. And while they're on, sometimes we like to have conversations and we chit chat about our day. And that's when I realized all the pets were in the bed with us. The two dogs and two cats. And I turned to neighbor man and I go, are we crazy? We have this many pets.
Should we open a zoo?
Yes. He goes, no, yeah, we are crazy, but I love it. And I was like, me too. And then it's getting closer to bedtime. And I was like, you know what? I don't have room on this bed because the cat, Mochi, I'm telling you, he's on a diet because he's getting fat, was taking majority of the bed. Evie, the dog, was taking majority of the bed. The other dog's taking majority of the bed. Luna, she doesn't take most. She just lays on neighbor man, either on his face or his chest, one of the two. So I turned to neighbor man and I said, "We're gonna need a bigger bed. We already have a queen, but we're gonna need a bigger bed. And I'm thinking we need a California king.
Oh wow!
Like we need to upgrade that much
by two
because we need that much more room. Because I'm to the point every single night that like a leg is not even on the bed.
Oh wow!
My neck." is like dangling off the bed. Like I'm not even on it half the time. So I'm thinking, and he told me, yes, we are definitely getting a California king, but we just need, it's not going to fit where we're at right now.
Yeah.
He said, when we get a house, which will be in like a year, we're getting a California king. These animals are costing me too much money.
Well, that's what, maybe you should keep that to yourself. Cause it's not even like, oh, we're getting a California king so that we have plenty of room to like spread out. It's most people are like, we want room to spread out and sprawl. You're getting it cause you got too many pets in the bed.
See, and do you understand where this might sound crazy?
Don't tell the people at Mattress Firm that. There's one type of person I cannot relate to. It is the people that do not allow their pets to sleep in their bed.
Ugh. It might be your thing, but I can't. I get it. I can't.
My mom has always been like that. She's like, I don't want dog hair in the bed.
It's gross. It's gross. And I get that. Ew. Maybe for you it's gross, but for me, it's love, baby.
Dude,
it's love.
It's like the best part to me of having pets is being able to snuggle up with them and just cuddle them all night. Now, I have two cats. Obviously, these are the first pets that I've ever owned on my own that haven't been like the family dog or whatever. And we've had them for a year and a half, I would say. So they're like, you know, full grown cats now. They've fully grown into their personalities and they don't sleep in our bed. They will not sleep in our bed. Okay.
Oh, so it's their choice.
Yeah. And when they were littler, which is crazy to me because they were so little, it was hard for them to get up. But my girl cat would sleep up near my head, not all night, but I would fall asleep and she'd be in bed and I'd wake up. She normally wasn't there. My boy cat has no interest. He does not want to sleep in the bed. You can bring him up and he'll make biscuits and he'll let you pet him and he'll purr. But most of the time he gets out of the bed before I'm even like trying to fall asleep. And I don't know what to do. You're over here saying like, oh, we don't even have room for all four of our pets in bed. Like, what am I doing wrong that my cats don't want to sleep with me?
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of advice and I don't know if it's the best advice in the world and I'm sorry if it's not. But Mochi, our cat, was at first very lovey. When we first adopted him, I think it was because he was a stray cat, didn't really know what love was. So the first like 2 weeks, he slept right next to me and Amber Man and did not leave.
That's what I want.
And then right after those 2 weeks, hated us. He like didn't even want, not that he hated us, he just like wouldn't lay in the bed with us.
Yeah, not interested.
Not interested. And it just drove me nuts because I was like, what happened? What did we do to you? What went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a me thing, not gonna lie, for a while. But in the last 2 weeks, just recently, the last 2 weeks just now, we have actually kicked him out of the bedroom. Mochi has not been allowed in the bedroom. When we shut our doors at night, we've kicked him out only because he's on that diet.
Right.
And he has been annoying.
Rambunctious.
Oh my God. Because he's making it everybody's problem that he's on a diet right now. Mm-hmm. And he drools all over you. And he like pretty much slaps you in your sleep because you're not feeding him. Well, we are feeding him. It's just not to his standards.
Every time that he decides he's hungry.
Literally, which is every 2 seconds. So he's been kicked out of the bedroom for the last 2 weeks. And last night, before we could shut the bedroom to go to bed, the door, he jumped up on the bed and went to bed. And so I said to neighbor man, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's let him go to bed tonight. And he slept on the bed the entire night. Now, I will tell you this. In the last 2 weeks that we've kind of like basically had a little bit of distance with him because he's been so freaking annoying, he's been more lovey.
What?
So I'm telling you that if you maybe give them a little bit of distance, they'll come back to you. It's like an ex, you know?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. But if I shut my door to the bedroom, then they reach their little paws underneath the door.
Oh, he did do that.
It makes me cry. I can't do it.
You just gotta not look, Taylor. I'm telling you, he's never been so lovey in my entire life. Even over the weekend, him and I had the best snuggle session on the couch like you could imagine. Just me and Mochi. Two peas in a pod on that couch. You got to ignore them for just a little bit of time and they'll come crawling back. Like, wait a minute, do you love me? Yes, I do. I think you could do it. Just ignore them for a little bit.
I don't know if I can.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Today's trivia question is about America.
Yeah. America.
It's not even what you think, to be quite honest.
Okay.
The question is, this condiment is called American sauce in Germany. What is it?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I'm like, what page did you flip to in the trivia book? Where did this come
one was
from?
In the back.
Okay. Well, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I got a giant book. Don't ask questions. I got it for Christmas 1 year.
Yeah, it's all written in crayon.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This condiment is called American sauce in Germany. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. Question tonight. This condiment is called the American sauce in Germany. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 7810 said ranch dressing.
I feel like that should be called the American and Midwest sauce.
Yeah, right. Because it is everywhere, but nobody loves ranch the way that we love ranch.
The way the Midwest does.
Truly.
So I could see that. 3513 says barbecue.
Mm.
Is not everybody a barbecue sauce?
Well, this is when I realized that I need to get out and travel more because I'm so not worldly. But I know like there's like Korean barbecue and stuff. It's different, but it's still barbecue. So maybe it's just the American barbecue sauce. I don't know. I'm getting hungry now. I want Korean barbecue. 1385 said ketchup.
Yeah, we do like our ketchup.
That feels like I think of a hot dog, and that is American. If I ever thought of anything.
we do like our hot dogs.
Our processed meat.
At our sporting events.
Yeah.
I call could see weird. That. We call football, not football.
Gosh, you're right.
I always forget about that. That we call football, not
that American sauce on those hot dogs.
On those hot dogs. Did anybody say that weird mustard that I learned
today?
Oh
my God.
What is that called?
Grey Poupon.
Ew.
See, that sounds French to me.
It just fancy. Sounds too expensive to me.
Nobody said that.
Grey Poupon. That's That's not American, is it? That's too fancy.
I don't know. What is gray poop on?
I don't know.
Well, it's mustard.
It's too fancy. Are you looking it up?
Yeah. It originated in France. I was right.
Oh, good. Because I was like, it's too fancy for us.
It is. It really
and because I've never heard of it before until today. Good I was today Lord. Years old.
You need to take a walk down the condiment aisle, I think. Get familiar with your sauces.
I only know mustard and ketchup.
Fair enough.
The regular mustard.
The American sauces.
Exactly. This condiment is called the American sauce in Germany. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 4 minutes.
Next time you go through the condiment aisle, you're going to be thinking about those condiments just a little bit differently.
Yeah.
All because of tonight's trivia question.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. This condiment is called the American sauce in Germany. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
Thousand Island dressing is American sauce in Germany.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
It seems so random.
I would have thought ranch.
Isn't Thousand Island is like...
it's used in a lot of things.
Well, it's like sort of like Big Mac sauce, right? I know they have this secret recipe, but like Thousand Island is kind of like that, where it's like ketchup and mustard and pickles and like all of the things.
I made like Big Mac sauce at home, and the one I made at home called for Thousand Island dressing.
Okay.
So I wonder if that's because McDonald's maybe.
Yeah, I bet they have McDonald's over there,
They got McDonald's everywhere, dude. Where do they not have it? That's the real question.
That's true. I don't know.
Otherwise, I can't tell you.
I think it should be ranch, and I think we should let them know that we think that.
Can we call them?
Just call Germany.
Hello? Are you there?
Am I speaking to Germany?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.